Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Deeney is our guest. John is, just now, a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. That's right, and the author of a number of books, including his new book, which I think is outstanding. If you're a small business owner, you need to know what this book, you need to have this book in your hands, Hunting in a Farmer's World. It's the one that I'm still mad that I didn't write, and although I may even anger here that he wrote it better than I would have. So anyway, John is the leading franchise owner of the Alternative Board Group, where he helps small business owners all the time with his work, and he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. Congratulations again on the book. I love it. It's beautifully done and extremely well written and right on point. Tell folks where they can get it.
Oh, you can get it at Amazon or through my site at johnfdeeney.com. And we've got it in paper and hardcover and Kindle.
All right, so check it out, folks. John, recently the Alternative Board did a survey of small business owners, of entrepreneurs, to find out about their work-life balance issues, didn't they?
Yes, we did.
And what did you find out?
Well, I guess it depends on what you define as work-life balance. The biggest thing we found that most entrepreneurs work a lot. I'm sure that comes as a big surprise to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some 82% work more than a 40-hour week.
Right. So, I mean, think about that, which does surprise me. And I clearly fit in that group. I'm sure you do, too.
I do, too. And almost 20% work more than a 60-hour week.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a number of them said that they would work more if they could.
Huh. Interesting. So, when you think about working 60 hours a week, and I work, if you add it up all the time, and everything, I work more than 60 hours a week, too. But, and I'm sure you do, too. How do you feel about that, John, yourself?
You know, and I think this goes for most of us, Jim. It's not 60 hours a week, or at least it doesn't seem like 60 hours a week. I mean, you work during working hours. I remember I had a friend and a partner in a small business we were in a long time ago. And he said, you know, when I worked for somebody else, I always said, thank God it's Friday. I've got 2 days before I have to work again.
Right.
He said, and then once I own my own business, I found myself saying, thank God it's Monday. I've
right.
got 5 days to make money.
Well, yeah, no, there's something about working because it's yours and working for someone else. There's just something about that and... somebody once said the worst day fishing is better than the best day working, right? Well, the worst day as a small business owner is better than, for me, is better than the best day as an employee.
Right. And you know what always strikes me when I talk to employees, when you see a friend who's employed and works for somebody else, when you're leaving, how many of them say, I'll see you, don't work too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, people ask me if I'm working hard. I say I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, when I think of the work that I do now, I don't think of it as showing up and working. I think of it as doing what I mean. If I have a lot of work to do, if it's a lot of work in a week, I have to say to myself, "Hey, guy, this is what you've been dreaming about. This is what you." Put everything that you own up against all odds to create.
Right. Well, you know, most of us are entrepreneurs Because we love control. Let's face it, we're control freaks.
Just a teeny tiny little bit of a control freak, yeah. Just a little bit.
And, you know, we want to control all the aspects of our lives, and as long as we have control, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all different when somebody tells you, don't be late tomorrow.
Right.
You know, now I'm not going to be late to work on Monday when I go back in.
Right.
But because there is no late. Because if I get there at a different time, it's because
right.
I was doing something else.
But well, see, that's the point I want to make before we wrap up with this segment. If you ask those people who work 82 hours, 82% who work more than 40 hours a week, if you wanted to, in any given week, could you work 20 hours, how many of them would say, yeah, I could do that if I wanted to?
Right, well, and you know, we have some 70% take 2 weeks or more vacation.
We're going to talk about that. That surprised me. And there's a couple other surprises in here in this survey, too, folks, by the way. Quick break. Right back with John Deeney. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.